Shachta points out in the beginning of Simen Hay in Eretz HaTzvi that the Gemara Maseches Brachos, what we're going to be talking about, Simen Hay is about, is the notion of Haskaras Me'ein HaMa'ora, which is the requirement to say Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh. And what happens if you forget Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh? And he's going to discuss not just what the dinim are, but what is behind those dinim, what the nature of these obligations are. So the Gemara Brachos Dav Mem tells us that we learn from the Pasuk Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, that b'chol yom v'yom tein lo me'ein birchosav. Each and every day we should say something that relates to that day. So if we're on a special day, it happens to be Rosh Chodesh, we should add something about the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh in our tefillah, in our benching. On Shabbos, we add something in our tefillah, in our benching, to mention that it is in fact Shabbos. On Yom Tov as well, that's what we learn from Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Chav Dalet quotes from a Tosefta in Brachos that any day that has a carbon musaf, like Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, you have to say Yalav Yavo by Mariv, by Shachris, by Mincha, by all three of the primary tefillos, not at musaf. Musaf is just, there's no special Yalav Yavo in musaf, because the whole tefillah is just about that day. But even in your regular Shmon Esrei, on a Rosh Chodesh, on a Chol HaMoed, you add in Yalav Yavo. And if you miss Yalav Yavo, you have to repeat Shmon Esrei. That's what the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Chaf Dalet quotes. However, the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Lamanam Bey says that if you skip Yalav Yavo in Shachris, you missed Yalav Yavo in Shachris, you do not have to repeat Shmon Esrei, because don't worry, you're going to be saying Musaf anyway. And in Musaf, you're going to be talking about the day. So it's no big deal that you missed it in Shachris. So Rashi explains, yeah, that's because you're relying on the fact that you have a tzibur and the shliach tzibur is going to be saying it, and it would be a big tircha to tzibur if the shliach tzibur himself had to repeat it. But if davening biyachidus, you would certainly have to repeat. That's how Rashi writes that when you're davening shachris biyachidus on Rosh Chodesh and you forget Yalav Yavo, you don't say, "Oh, I'll rely on musaf." No, you definitely repeat. It's only a shliach tzibur who misses Yalav Yavo says, "Okay, I'll rely on musaf." The Magen Avraham in some Kuf Chavav, Sivkat and Gimel, quotes from a Ramah, Reish Mem Ayin, that maybe even a Yachid who skips Yalav Yavo and Shachris and then davened Musaf, he didn't realize, he misses Yalav Yavo, and he didn't wake up to realize that he missed Yalav Yavo till he's already davened Musaf. So Magen Avraham points out, maybe such a person would not have to repeat, because if in a Tzibur, a Shliach Tzibur can rely on the fact that he will daven Musaf to cover his Shachris Yalav Yavo, then a Yachid who has already davened Musaf should for sure be able to rely on his Shachris, on his Musaf in place of the Yalav Yavo of the Shachris. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Now, what exactly are the parameters of the halacha to repeat when you forget Yalav Yavo? Salvech explained that if you forget Yalav Yavo, it's not that you weren't Yotze davening. You know, we say you have to repeat the davening. Why do you have to repeat the davening? Salvech explained, you're Yotze davening, you're Yotze Shmon Esrei. There's a separate obligation called Haskaras Me'ein HaMa'ora that you have to say Yalav Yavo. So if you daven Shachris or Rosh Chodesh without Yalav Yavo, you got Shachris. You just didn't get this separate chiyuv called Haskaras Me'ein HaMa'ora. But that's a totally separate chiyuv. Primarily, therefore, the requirement to repeat the whole Shmon Esrei is only because you can't just say Yalav Yavo on its own. Meaning, your whole chiyuv to repeat has nothing to do with Shmon Esrei. You're already Yotze Shmon Esrei. You're only repeating because you got to say Yalav Yavo. And you can't say Yalav Yavo on its own. It's got to fit into the context of Shmon Esrei. So really, the obligation to repeat is not just an obligation, it's a heter to repeat. Because I would think, you know, it's the whole thing. It's 19 brachos levatala. If I'm going to repeat a Shmon Esrei that I was already Yotze. So the chiddush of this din is that since you missed Yalav Yavo, you're allowed to repeat the entire Shmon Esrei, and none of it is considered a bracha levatala. So once there's a heter to repeat, it then becomes a chiyuv to repeat, so that you can fulfill that din of Haskaras Me'ein HaMa'ora. Now the chiyuv of Haskaras Me'ein HaMa'ora, Rav Salvechik understood, is a chiyuv to do three times a day, corresponding to the three time frames within which we have tefillah. Night, morning, afternoon. Mariv, Shachris, Mincha. Three separate obligations. And based on that, we understand very well. A shliach tzibur who forgot Yalav Yavo at Shachris can rely l'chadchila on saying it at Musaf. Why? Because his obligation of Haskaras Me'ein HaMa'ora is night, morning, afternoon. if you forget it at Shachris, it's not all lost. You can still be Yotzei that time frame, Haskaras Meir Amor, in that time frame, that morning time frame, as long as you make sure you daven Musaf in the morning, and that's fine. And that explains that Ramah, that a person who skipped, that the Magen Avraham quotes, that a person who skipped the Alav Yavo at Shachris has already been Yotzei Tefillah, Tefillah he got. When he davens Musaf, he's being Yotzei Haskaras Meir Amor, which means that there's nothing left for him to repeat for. He got every obligation that he needed to get when he davened Shachris without the Alav Yavo, and then davened Musaf with obviously talking about the specialness of the day. The only reason that l'chadchila, it's better to repeat Shachris Shmoneh Esrei before you daven Musaf, and not to rely on the Musaf, is that the ideal way to fulfill Haskaras Meir Amora is to do it within the context of Shachris. But really, b'diavad, if you daven Musaf, of course you yotzei Haskaras Meir Amora. So Rav Shechter just points out, if you think about this, if Rav Soloveitchik is correct about all this, we have to wonder whether this halacha still applies nowadays. Because why is it that we're allowed to repeat Shmoneh Esrei at Shachris? Meaning we said, we took it for granted, oh, big heter, that even though you daven Shachris and you yotzei tefillah, don't worry, you're allowed to daven again because you missed the Alav Yavo. Why? Why am I allowed to daven again? Isn't every bracha that I'm going to say a bracha levatala now? So Reb Chaim explained that the reason you're allowed to daven again, if you yotzei the mitzvah of tefillah, is that there is a concept called tefillah s'nedava, that a person is allowed to volunteer a tefillah. As long as there's some sort of tzorich, there's some sort of reason, there's some sort of need to inspire tefillas nedava, you're allowed to do a tefillas nedava. If I miss the Alav Yavo, that's considered a great enough need to allow me to do a tefillas nedava. So the fact that I need to be yotzei Haskaras Meir Amora is a big enough need that my second tefillah now is a tefillas nedava where I can insert Yalav Yavon B'yotzei that mitzvah Haskaras Meir Amora. That's what Reb Chaim explained. But says Reb Soloveitchik, if that's the case, it turns out that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Shulchan Aruch Pasuk Simkov Zayin, you're not allowed to daven a tefillas nedava on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So what if you skip Yalav Yavo at Shachris on Yom Tov? So he said, oh, the whole thing is a heter to repeat Shachris again. A heter, why? Because it's no worse than a tefillas nedava. But you're not allowed to do a tefillas nedava on Shachris and Yom Tov. So maybe it should turn out that if you miss Yalav Yavo and Shachris of Yom Tov, you got to rely on Musaf. You cannot repeat Shachris. And Reb Chaim further pointed out that since our minhag is we never offer a tefillas nedava, when was the last time you offered a tefillas nedava? No matter how spiritual you're feeling, we don't do that anymore. We don't offer tefillas nedava. We don't take risks like that because we're not going to have kavanah anyway in the brachos. We don't do tefillas nedava. So maybe it should turn out that we should never repeat Shmoneh Esrei if we skip Yalav Yavo at Shachris. Right, maybe not just because we're not confident in having the kavanah the second time around. One of my children should remain nameless once had to daven six times Shachris because he kept forgetting Yalav Yavo. So you know, like, a lack of confidence. If you forget, so it would turn out a great chiddush l'halacha then, that nowadays, since our minhag never offer a tefillas nedava, we should always rely on Musaf and not repeat Shachris. Now, moving on to the next element, okay, what if you didn't forget a Shachris? What if you forgot Yalav Yavo Mincha? You forgot Yalav Yavo Mincha, so what would be the natural thing? And you didn't remember until it's already nighttime. So, two deos in Tosfos. Machlokas Rishonim, it's the two deos in Tosfos and the Seches Brachos, and both deos are recorded in Shulchan Aruch Simon Kuf Ches. If somebody forgets Yalav Yavo Mincha on Rosh Chodesh, and the following night's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. So normally, if you miss a tefillah, what do? You miss Mincha. No, what do? You do Tashlum and double Shmoneh Esrei Amar, right? So you're going to make up for your missed tefillah, but over here you didn't miss the tefillah. You daven mincha, you just forgot Yalav Yavo. So what are you going to do? I'm going to make it up at night. How am I going to make it up at night? By davening two Shmoneh Esreis Amariv. But I can't say Yalav Yavo in either one of those Shmoneh Esreis. So Machlokas Rishonim, do you daven at tefillas Tashlum in that night or not? That's Machlokas Rishonim. They say B'Shem Reb Chaim, what is that Machlokas about? What they're arguing about is, when I daven on Rosh Chodesh without Yalav Yavo, when I skip Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, do we assume I was Yotzei Tefillah, I just wasn't Yotzei Yalav Yavo? In which case, if we assume that I was already Yotze Tfilah, I was already Yotze Mincha, I just wasn't Yotze Yalav Yavo, it would be crazy to do Tashlumin at Mariv. Why? Because all I'm missing is Yalav Yavo. And guess what I can't do at Mariv? Yalav Yavo. So it would be a waste of time. It would be silly. It would be a Brachal Vatala. But if you assume that when I miss Yalav Yavo and Shmona Esrei, I wasn't Yotze Tfilah at all, I wasn't Yotze Tefillah at all. So then I understand very well that I'm going to say a Tefillah Tashlumin at Mariv. Because by missing Yalav Yavo at Mincha, I got nothing. So now I have to make up for a missed Mincha. So everything Rav Soloveitchik said in the first part of this year was assuming like that one side in Rishonim that assumes that you're Yotze Tefillah when you skip Yalav Yavo, you're just not Yotze Yalav Yavo. Mishnah Berurah in Simchuf Chesiv Katan Lam Dalid explains that what if the following: you miss Yalav Yavo Mincha Rosh Chodesh, the following night's also Rosh Chodesh. So when you daven a double Shmoneh Esrei that night, you'd be able to say Yalav Yavo. So logically, what would you say? Should you do Tashlum in that? Yeah, of course. Mishnah Berurah says, of course, because why not? If it doesn't matter what you hold, right? Either way, if you're for sure going to be able to make up for your missed Yalav Yavo. Ooh, but says Rav Soloveitchik, maybe not. And the truth is, in Sharet Zion, he quotes from a sefer called Binyan Ariel that says maybe not. Why not? What would be the logic? If the next night's also going to be Rosh Chodesh, why not? Because what Rav Soloveitchik say, what's the chiyuv of Yalav Yavo? What's this chiyuv called Haskaras Meina Ma'ura? How often do you have this chiyuv? Three time slots. Night, morning, afternoon. That's when you have the chiyuv called Haskaras Meina Ma'ura. Are you going to be able to do that? If you missed Yalav Yavo at Mincha on the first day Rosh Chodesh, you're Yotze Tefillah, so you're already Yotze Mincha. You definitely don't have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei for Mincha's sake, because you're already Yotze Mincha. What would be the whole reason to do a Tefillah Tashlumin at Ma'ariv? For the sake of Yalav Yavo, right? But you're not gaining anything by saying a second Yalav Yavo at Ma'ariv. You already have a Yalav Yavo for Ma'ariv. And a Mincha, you missed it. You're not getting it back at Mincha. Because that time slot already missed it. So if Soloveitchik said, based on his analysis, it would turn out that the Binyan Ariel is correct against the Mishnah Berurah. And then he discusses the famous Chiddush of Rav Abula Pesvaler. Who is Rav Abula Pesvaler? I have no idea, other than the fact that the Chai Yadam quotes him. And this is like the one sheet of Rav Abula Pesvaler that has become extremely well known. Chai Yadam Klal Chav Dalet discusses, what about on the night of Rosh Hashanah? You forget to say Hamelech HaKadosh in Marv of Rosh Hashanah. Do you have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei? So what happens if you forget Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh night? Rosh Chodesh night. What's the halacha? You don't repeat. Why not? Marv says, Ein Mekachin Es HaChodesh B'Laila. Ooh, Rosh Hashanah is also about Mekachin Es HaChodesh, no? So says Rav Abula Pesvaler, if you forget Hamelech HaKadosh on Rosh Hashanah night, Ein Mekachin Es HaChodesh B'Laila, you don't need to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. That's Rav Abula Pesvaler said. Sounds good, no? Says Rav Soloveitchik, no, doesn't sound good. Why? If Rav Abula Pesvaler is correct, what if you on Rosh Hashanah night you were totally in space? You didn't even realize it was Rosh Hashanah. You daven a weekday Shmoneh Esrei. I wouldn't put it past that same kid that daven sixth time. So what if you daven a weekday Shmoneh Esrei on Rosh Hashanah night? You completely forget. You daven a weekday Shmoneh Esrei. According to Rav Abula Pesvaler's logic, you should not have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Why? Ein mekatchin es hachodesh b'layla. It's kiilu. It's a weekday, right? But come on, that's ridiculous. No one would say that if you daven a weekday Shmoneh Esrei on a Shabbat night that you don't have to repeat. No, there's a big difference between not being mazkir me'in ma'ora, right, not doing Yalav Yavo, and just getting the whole text of your Shmoneh Esrei wrong, getting the whole tefillah off. When you don't say Hamelech Hakadosh, it's the basic text of Shmoneh Esrei that you messed up. It's not that, oh, you got your tefillah and you just failed in the Haskaras Meina Ma'ora. No, you messed up Shmoneh Esrei. The idea of Ein Mekachin Es HaChodesh B'Laila relates specifically to Yalav Yavo. Yalav Yavo, when you skip it, you're Yotzei the mitzvah of tefillah, you just haven't been Yotzei that separate chiv of Haskaras Meina Ma'ora. So why is it that Ein Mekachin Es HaChodesh B'Laila relates to Yalav Yavo? So let's explain with a little more detail. That when we had a bezin that was Makadish al Pi Ari'iyah, so the bezin would declare the Rosh Chodesh. And that's what made it Rosh Chodesh. That declaration did not happen at night. They could not make that declaration at night. Nowadays, we don't have that anymore. So what makes it Rosh Chodesh? So the Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Sekuf Nun Gimel, the Nihug of Klal Yisrael, when we treat it like Rosh Chodesh, that's what makes it Rosh Chodesh. When the Jewish people treat it like Rosh Chodesh. The fact that Ein Mekatzin Es Chodesh B'Layla is not simply because of a technicality that Beis Din doesn't convene at night. Because you know what? Beis Din doesn't convene at night for Dinei Mamonos either. But if they started a Dinei Mamonos case during the day and then it concluded at night, that's okay, because they convened during the day. But if they started discussing the Chodesh during the day and then they concluded at night, no good. Ein Mekatzin Es Chodesh B'Layla is like an independent thing, that you can't have Kiddush HaChodesh at night. The Or Sameach explains, because the din of Atem Afilu Muta'in, that whatever Beis Din says goes with Kiddush HaChodesh, demonstrates that it's only those words, Mekudash HaChodesh, that's what makes it Rosh Chodesh, and all the previous conversations are irrelevant. That's the Koveya, that can only happen during the day. So in Mekatzin Es Chodesh B'Layla is this independent din. Rav Salveitchik explained, normally, starting Yeshivas Beis Din during the day is good enough. But by Kiddush HaChodesh, like we just said, starting during the day is not good enough. So there is a Tosos in Maseches Babasar, Daf Kuf Yud Daled, that has a machlokas with the Rashban of if Kabbalah's Eidus Belayla works B'diyevet. Meaning, let's say, you're not supposed to be Mekabel Eidim at night into Beis Din. B'diyevet you did. Are those Eidim valid? So Tosos says it can't work because the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that if you declare Kiddush HaChodesh night, it doesn't work. So Salveitchik says, and what would the Rashbam answer? No, Kiddush HaChodesh is different. Eidos is one din, that's about having yeshivas bezin during the day. Kiddush HaChodesh is different. It's about Mekadesh HaChodesh is a totally separate Gzeres HaKasuv that it can't happen. So since there's a special Gzeres HaKasuv, not to be Koveya the Chodesh at night, that's going to be true nowadays also. How are we Mekadesh the Chodesh nowadays? Nihug of Klal Yisrael. We treat it like Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, how do you treat it like Rosh Chodesh? You know, when I was in MTA, we used to have to wear white shirts and ties every Rosh Chodesh. I was shocked. There's no such din in Shulchan Aruch anywhere that you have to wear any sort of special begadim on Rosh Chodesh.
Unofficially.
What? Yeah, it used to be official, then they made it unofficial. But there's no such din anyway. No such din. How do you treat it like Rosh Chodesh? How do you treat it like Rosh Chodesh? You know how? You say Yalav Yavah. But if the real Kiddush HaChodesh can't happen at night, the Kiddush HaChodesh that comes through the Nihug of treating like Rosh Chodesh also can't happen at night. So it would turn out, therefore, the reason you repeat Shemona Esrei, if you forgot Yalav Yavah at Shachris, why is to be able to be Koveya the Chodesh. You forgot Yalav Yavah at Shachris, who's going to make a Rosh Chodesh? We need to make a Rosh Chodesh. That's why we got to repeat Shemona Esrei. But at night, there's no reason to repeat Shemona Esrei, right? Because we can't be Koveya the Chodesh anyway. All right, we'll say Yalav Yavah to be Maskevin Amor, but there's no reason to repeat. There's no absolute imperative to be, because we can't be Mekadesh the Chodesh anyway. And that's why we don't repeat Yalav Yavah at night. But that has nothing to do with Hakel HaKadosh, which is simply the wrong text of Shemona Esrei. So for that reason, Rav Salveitchik thought that Rav Avla Pesfaller's Chiddush, while innovative and interesting, is also incorrect. So that's the first half of Simin Hay in Eretz HaTzvi. Okay.